God bless you, brethren. We send our love to you from Italy, wherever you are. Praise God. This hour, we are receiving a call. A call from the very depths of God that has gone out to the ends of the earth to gather the elect, to awaken the elect who are sleeping in this world system, to gather them back into glory, into immortality, into life, so that they can manifest the glory of God in this age that we live in. In this message, we're going to study the movement of Abraham. And let us understand what God really intended to communicate to Abraham. Let us examine today what is in the heart of the Father, the great things he has in store, the great things he has reserved for us. Brethren, I invite you into the studio, into the service, in the spirit of love and fellowship. May the Lord keep you. Amen. Had a path to follow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And every man has to follow that same path, that same pattern that Jesus Christ followed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every single thing that he experienced is the same thing that we experience today if we are to walk that path. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
From the glorious moments to the moments of hardship, trying periods. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now all we know about Jesus was the beautiful things about Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Miracles, he walked on the sea. Beautiful things, he multiplied loaves of bread and all that. But people forget that this man also had to pay a price. And what was that price? To lose everything, to gain back that glory of the Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He had to lose everything. He had to lose his family. He had to lose his friends. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He had to lose his position, his name in the society. Because the time comes where you are like an outcast, a source of mockery and ridicule. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, they shall come when the time comes when they shall mock at the Son of Man. They shall spit at his face, and they shall mock him and slap him. And he said these things. Now that Son of Man refers to you too, who walk in the light. I want you to understand, you have to put yourself in the same shoes as Jesus. When you read the gospel, look at yourself like you are reading your own story. Praise God. You are reading your own story. Those of you who are awakening in Christ, praise God. Those of you who are awakening in the resurrection, you are walking that same path. And exactly the thing that he went through is what you will go through. Praise God. But the beautiful thing at the end of it all is that he's caught up into the glory of the Father. And he received that thing that was lost from the foundation of the world. Praise God. He comes out to the disciples at the end and says that all power in heaven and earth. That is the, you know, you can imagine the joy. He said, brethren, everything has been handed over to me. Why? Because he had overcome. He had come to the place where he had experientially attained to that thing that he confessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ had his moments where he had to pray at night, where he had to grow. What was his prayer about? His prayer was to keep himself on course, to keep himself awake in the night season. Do you know that the world is in the night? Everything you see in the world is dead. You see people walking up and down and doing things, they're dead. The world is a graveyard. The world has made a covenant with death. The systems of religion included. What you are seeing in this world is a graveyard. Even in churches, what we call churches are graveyards. They don't know the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't know. Because so we are seeing this a graveyard. And in the book of Isaiah, God says that I shall annul your covenant with death. Those of you who say you have a covenant with death, I shall what? I shall annul it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when, you know, everything apart from God is death. Because God says that, he said eternal life is in the Father. Praise God. Only God has eternal life. So when he says that he's giving you eternal life, you better understand that he's connecting you back to the one vine. You remember the story of the tree and the branches?
Yeah.
Says you are what? The branches are the tree. Now if you do not abide in this knowledge, the ram, that is the branches are what? They dry and they break down and they are cut off and they are cast into the air, fire of hell. That is the experience of those who don't understand their origin in the spirit. Praise God. And the word is coming to us today to awaken man to life in the spirit. It's awakening man to that one life, eternal life, world without end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us examine the call of Abraham. Abraham received a call. Hallelujah. Abraham, leave your country. Abraham, leave your family. Abraham, leave your associates. Abraham, leave everything, your land, and I will lead you to a new place. Hallelujah. Every man will receive that call one day in his life. Every single man, whether you like it or not, every man at his appointed time will what? Will receive that call. So what will distinguish those who have the stock of Abraham and those who can hack into the call? Praise God. Leaving your family and your lands and your country speaks about leaving the old, leaving your traditions, your human traditions, your religious traditions, leaving all those things and allowing the spirit lead you back unto God.
Yes.
God says that your name shall be great, and any man that blesses you shall be
blessed,
and anyone that curses you
shall be cursed.
I'm not cursing him, but he's already cursed. Because he has turned his back on the life that there is, on the eternal life. So it's not like God is causing anybody.
Yes,
God is giving you life, and if you turn your back, like the people, like the Jews were read in Book of Acts, God is handing you life. And when you turn your back on life, what do you get?
Is
death. God does not have to curse you. You can only take your leg and walk into death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So those that bless you are blessed, and those that curse you are cursed. Hallelujah. And then you know Paul, he had, you know, this just came out of the Hebrew tradition. What Paul did was to take the sandals
and dust it,
and it's like a curse to the people. You know? But you can see as this will go on, move go further and further in God, his mindset started to change. If you look at the books of the Acts, you will see that these are Hebrew men that were just coming out of their traditions. So they see how their traditions attached to them. Physical baptism, all those things. Hallelujah. If you see the letters of Peter later, Peter now define what baptism is. Paul later define what baptism is. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see that they were coming out of the dark. Even Peter, except when he was still calling animals clean and unclean. Why? Because he was still coming out of darkness. Hallelujah. So today, when somebody does not receive you, doesn't mean that you have to curse him. Just bless him and go your way. Amen. See, he has his own thing to answer with his God at the right time. Praise God. So, in the course of Abraham's obedience, God meets with Abraham some years later and tells Abraham in a vision, I am your exceeding great
reward.
I listen to the communication. I am your exceeding
great reward.
But Abraham went on after. But for God, I don't have a child. Help me with a child. So this guy was not getting the message. Abraham was not understanding the message. You see, these people did not take they heard God, but they didn't get the message, the secret message that God was actually giving to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul received a call and he packed his luggages and left a physical country and was searching for a physical country. He was searching for a country where God was the maker. But we know that he never found it. Why? Because he did not have what you have today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Eyes have not seen nor ears heard what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. But he has been given to us what? Freely. We are freely seeing what the ancients. Praise God. We are freely seeing what Abraham could not see and understand. See what Moses could not see and understand. We are seeing it today, and we are understanding it today.
Amen.
Moses went up a high mountain, and Moses received instruction to build a tabernacle, a kind of wooden structure with leather and all that, and they called that the temple of God, and we are all worshipping. But Moses did not understand that God was describing this framework here. This is the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did not understand. He didn't get the message. Why? Because it was not given to him to know it. This same old model is what we see in the church today. People have carried these things over into the church. Praise God. And they look at it as something that is ordained of God. Praise God. Religious worship. Others of religion. And these things are simply barriers to your life, to the things that God has freely given to you. So the Bible says, the call comes, leave those things. Amen.
Amen.
Be ye separate. Come out from among
them,
and I will receive you unto my self. You shall be what? Sons and daughters unto me. Hallelujah. Later on again in life, Abraham meets with God again. And God says, I'm going to make you exceedingly fruitful. And your name shall no longer be Abraham, but what?
Abraham.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because I have made you father of many nations. Abraham was marking himself. He was seminating his seed in the womb of his wife and getting Isaac to bring out more children and multitudes and multitudes. People today think that probably every Israel is actually the promised people. But these are shadows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You shall, your name shall no longer be called Abraham, but Abraham, because you are what?
Father of
many nations. And I want to tell you today, Jesus Christ came to explain what that meant in the gospel. He says, call no man
Father.
There's no man that is Father. The only one that is Father is the one in heaven, out of whom all life flows. That is the Father. So that is the exaltation. That is the new name with which you are called today when you hearken to the call. Hallelujah. And with that new name comes what? Fruitfulness. If fruitfulness is talking about, not just about big money in your account, we are talking of the peace and the joy of what? Of your salvation. Hallelujah. Because God wants to change the present situation of many folks here into a garden of Eden.
Amen.
The desert situation is the realm of what? Unbelief. Unbelief is what turns your garden into what?
Desert.
A desert. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Man was placed in a garden. Now the garden of Eden speaks about the rich faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rich faith that you have in God's presence when you are reading in life in God. But all these things were lost in the translation. It says, out of your ground shall grow what? Thorns and what? Thistles. In Africa, they call it what? In Nigeria?
Chuku chuku.
See, out of your head, this is your head. Sorrow, pain, poverty consciousness, fear, torment. Why? Because you have left the truth. Praise God. But God today wants to restore that life of evil. Praise God. Talk to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 51. Praise God. This message is going to touch on what we share today also about the reaction we're going to get from men as we move on with the things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you're not smart in your spirit, you will not understand what is happening. Isaiah chapter 51. I'm going to start from verse 1. It says, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Seek the Lord. Look unto the rock from whence you are hewn, and to the bone of the pit from whence you are what? Dig. Or where you are gone. Look unto Abraham, the what? I want to say that I beg you, for I called him what? Alone. And what?
Blessing.
And what?
Increasing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Lord shall comfort what?
Zion.
He shall comfort all our what? Waste places. And he will make her wilderness
like Eden.
And her desert like the garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Where joy, gladness shall be found during thanksgiving and the voice of
melody.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's really wonderful. You know, in the book of Revelations, the second to the last chapter, chapter 21, it says, the new heavens and the new earth, where there is no more death. It says that what? There is no more what? Sorrow. No more sorrow. No more pain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The old things are what?
Passed away.
It's a reality right now for every child of God. Those who are hearken to be called into a higher life in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important we understand this principle. You see, God said that he called what? Abraham alone. He called what?
Alone.
Praise God. And you know, Abraham kept what the Lord had revealed to him. Hallelujah. Do you know, along the way, there's every attempt to take away this thing that God has given to you. Because God gives you a vision of a kingdom, of an open door into a realm where you can inherit His name, inherit His glory, inherit power, peace, glory, and everything begins to work against you to take away what God has deposited in you. Hallelujah. But He said, I've called Him a Lord. You must have the conviction in your heart that you have seen the vision and to run with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's very, very important. You must be able to receive and see the end. Praise God. Let us go for a moment to show you some very important things in Isaiah chapter 51. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Go down to verse 6 so we don't. Isaiah 51 verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall what?
Vanish
away like the smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die what? In like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall be what? Shall not be
abolished.
But listen carefully. Listen what he's saying here. He says, the earth shall wax old like a garment, and those that want to wear
in it
shall what? Shall die. Amen. Do you think he's talking about the saints? No. Because he has called us out from the earth. The book of Revelation chapter 14, he said that they were redeemed from what? From the earth. From the dust. Hallelujah. The moment we begin to live aside immortal, our mortal lives, and begin to walk as spiritual beings, that is when we begin to be wise. Hallelujah. Because everything, every device in this world that you see in this realm of the sea is what is passing away. Hallelujah. Look at what he's saying here. So you can see that God was calling Abraham to immortality.
Amen.
But Abraham didn't understand.
Amen.
Abraham was asking for children, asking for this, asking for that. He didn't know. But somebody said, but the Lord promised Abraham a child. Yes. Out of your womb, like Mary, you shall bring forth the promise. Out of your womb, like Mary, you shall birth the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Out of your womb, like like in the vision that St. John saw, you shall bring forth the man child who shall be caught up into the heavens and shall reign upon the throne of David forever.
Amen.
Out of your womb. Are you listening?
Yes.
Praise God. When God tells Abraham, Abraham, you shall bear, you shall have a child, what? Who shall be great. Now that promise today is literally translated a birthing of the Christ. That's the message that God was passing to Abraham, but these things were not for them. They didn't understand it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did Abraham die of? He died at the old age of the man. He had riches, he had a child, but he died off. At times you can be prospering in the natural, it does not necessarily mean that you understand what you are going through. Amen. I've seen some preachers who have become so super rich. Praise God. Super rich preachers. Super rich. Amen. Hallelujah. If those money come my way, I wouldn't reject it. Praise God, but what I'm trying to tell you is that it is not a sign of prosperity in God's kingdom. It's not a sign of God's approval. You can have all those things and die off like a what? Like a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have all those things and die off and fade away like the flower. But he says, what? My righteousness is forever. It's forever. Hallelujah. Immortality and life. Eternal life. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Eternal life is what God has called us to. When he says, leave your country, leave your family, he said, leave the terrestrial. Leave the earthly, and I will show you what a heavenly kingdom upon Mount Zion. An eternal kingdom that shall never pass away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the prophecy of the Son of God comes, he says, an end. A kingdom that has no what? End. What without?
End.
It is what we enter into. Hallelujah. But God, let us not be fools. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah that the foolish man who departs from the Lord at the end of the day, his name shall be written on what? On the dust. And when the winds blow and the rain flow, it's swept away forever. But we have a name that shall never pass away. We inherit the name of the Lord. Now people say when Paul says, it's no longer I but Christ, people just quote the scriptures. You know everybody can quote scriptures. But how many people know what they are saying?
By experience.
Yes. Because Paul is exercising himself in the new language, in the new knowledge that we are all called to exercise, because we all inherit that new name. Praise God. We all have that new name, and it's by that new name we enter into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Praise God. Those that have this new name shall never die. Saying it's written in the Bible. So if you standing here, will not taste of death until you see me coming.
Hallelujah.
Until you see me unveiled.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm being unveiled in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. These are the words of the Lord. These are the words that are hidden. You can't hear these things on the pulpit. You can't hear these things in churches. You cannot. Then what is the gospel that they preach? What gospel do they preach? What is the gospel that they preach if you cannot hear these things in church? The Bible says he has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel. Do you hear that cannot preach anywhere? You cannot hear it. They don't know what the gospel is. Hallelujah. Now let's go down Isaiah 51 verse 7. Now this is what we shared today, this morning. Happy unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is what?
My
law. Listen here. Fear not the reproach of
men.
Never be afraid of the revilings. For the moth shall what? Eat them like a garment. And the worm shall eat them like what? Wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation
from generation to generation.
And then let everybody say praise God.
Praise God.
He said my salvation is what?
Forever.
Hallelujah. He says men. He said don't be afraid. Listen to me. You see, all the Bible records is that Abraham left his family. But you don't know what he went through. If you wake up one morning and just get up and say God told you to leave, do you know what will happen to you? Praise God. Who knows what Abraham went through? But Abraham had a vision. Abraham heard the Lord. Abraham saw what the Lord was leading him into by faith. And he left home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man, you can say revival of men. These men are the men of the earth. The men of the world, the carnal men. He says that the dust, the worms are what? The dust lick their flesh. Hallelujah. The moth are what? Consume them. Don't fear them. All they can do is shout, make propagandas, do their meetings and all that. But they cannot what? They cannot touch you. And let me tell you the truth. These people will still see you in glory.
Amen.
This, not all of them in the body. Some would have lost the body. But they will still see you in glory. And they will still be converted. You see, the only price that they will pay for them is that they will die off without even rescuing a brother. Or speaking the truth. They don't die off like animals. That's the only difference. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says, don't fear them. Hallelujah. Don't fear men. Jesus Christ says, those that have followed me, that have left everything for my namesake, shall what? Shall inherit a hundredfold everything that they have lost, plus eternal life, and what? With what?
Persecution.
Persecution. Why? These are men who it is not given to them to understand what you are saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said that had it been that they knew, they would not have crucified Christ. But this, like I told you, Christ is you. So when you are reading the story of Christ, you are reading the story of yourself. So they will still come for you. It's only beginning. You know what the word came to me last night when I went back to meditation? The Lord told me, look, you only run with footmen and you are crying. He said, tighten your belt, the horsemen are coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what God will keep us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus Christ that was saying he's going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die? Do you know when the time came to die? Because he said, Father, if it's possible, Father, I respect you, I love you, I honor your name. Father, why is it possible? Let's talk better. Let's talk again. Let's go another way.
Let's do an agreement.
Let's make an agreement here, sir. If it's possible, please, take this thing from my heart. See? And in the prayer, you can see that the prayer and that the traveling of Jesus was to keep himself. The Bible says he prayed at Gethsemane and blood came out. And what happened? God sent an angel to strengthen him. The angel is a messenger. The angel will come to strengthen your inner man.
Amen.
He said the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. The angel comes to strengthen you in the things of God and make you unmovable.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we pray for. We pray for, look, you don't need to pray about a job, about money, about husband. Leave that for God. He knows better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray that you may realize what the kingdom of God. Pray that you may hold on what? To eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray that you might discover the riches, unsearchable what? Riches in God's kingdom. That is what your prayer should be. All the other things what? Will follow. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us not be earthly minded. Paul says that to be earthly minded, you are cursed. You know that? It's written in the book of Philippians. Praise God. He says, those that mind earthly things are cursed. Hallelujah. God is revealing to us today a new man, a new kingdom, a realm in the invisible. Hallelujah. Let us not be carried away with the riches and the glories of this age. It will all pass away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With all your glory, you could always just walk into a hospital. And you know, the doctors call you, they say they want to see you. Amen. And before you know it, they will have, you see all that doctors gather around, you know. Tell you to sit down and, you know, and then they're looking at each other. When that happens, you know when God it does happen. Amen.
Amen.
These things, there's nothing, you don't have a life of your own. No man has what? So let us just be glad. We have seen people who left service and died off in a road accident. We've seen people who were pastors, who were ministers, who died in plane crashes. Hallelujah. We've seen the wasting and the devastation outside. But he says that those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God
shall
only see with your eyes what the punishment of what? The wicked. But it shall not what?
Come hear you.
Corruption cannot come near you. He says that I shall rebuke the cankerworm and the caterpillar. Now you can see the cankerworm and the caterpillar is mentioned here in Isaiah. That is the worm that is mentioned there. That worm, that moth, That's the canker worm and the caterpillar that you see in the book of Malachi that people call tithes, tithes. Every minded people, tithes, tithe, tithe. You know what tithe means? You lay your life, give yourself as what? A living sacrifice. Then God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. No more shall corruption have a hold over you. I have to tell you the truth. I cannot deceive you. I cannot what? Deceive you. I have to just tell you the truth. What God has showed me. Hallelujah. But it is for your glory. Hallelujah. That's where my own comes from too. I have to tell the truth. I don't have to deceive you. Praise God. Don't let men deceive you. Hallelujah. Don't let what? Men deceive you. Praise God. So you can see that our call is a call to eternal life, to immortality and life. Talk with the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. We're going to round up here. Today we are sharing on the call. And it's a call to lead the earthly unto the spiritual. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't be carried away with the illusions of this world. It's illusions. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't be carried away from beating only to girl there. Don't be carried away from big accounts. Oh, millionaire man out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We worship Him that has the fountains of living water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be
glad
for them, and the desert shall
rejoice,
and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy, and singing, and the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see what? The glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Now, where is this glory of the Lord revealed? For those who allow the Spirit to guide them. Amen. But it means dedication. Amen.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord. You know what Paul, you know what John said? John said, that which has been from the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our eyes have seen it. And our hands have touched it. Concerning the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The days come when people will see you. And they will see that thing that was from the beginning.
Amen.
Which is God's true creation.
Amen.
Because God did not create you a flesh, a mortal man. God created you like Him. You are the mirror image of God. So He said that was from the beginning. Before the devil came to deceive and to put a veil over our face. We have seen it. This is what we preach. The Bible calls the mystery of godliness. The mystery of
godliness.
God manifests in the flesh. Seen by men and angels, you. It's your manifesting. The real you coming out. Angels see. Hallelujah. People see. Angels see it. And they glorify God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to mention, just because this message, the thing that we have seen, the miraculous encounters we've had in our life because of this message. Hallelujah. And we've seen, when you begin to carry this message, you begin to see strange things happen in the spirit. Hallelujah. Strange things happen. You know, the day I opened the website, the first time I opened my website many years ago for the Italian website, just immediately I just hosted the website. You know, it's a miracle. The moment I hosted the website, just immediately I went to my email, I saw an Italian brother subscribed. It was under a space of 1 minute. God was trying to tell me, carry on. You have seen miracles like this. Strange things that you cannot explain. Hallelujah. Things that you can't tell the next person. They won't understand. When you begin to work with this message, my wife was, we've been in the house, a family came from Nigeria. the small daughter walked up to me and told me that he heard a voice saying, "Trevor, anoint your house." She doesn't know what it means. Why? Because you carry the message. Things will begin to happen around you that you can't understand. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord will confess you. He said, "I will confess you before my what? My angels." Because when you carry the word of life, exercise yourself in truth. Exercise yourself in eternal life. Paul says, lay a hold on what? Eternal life. Lay a hold on it. Hold it. Amen. The same way Jacob, you know Jacob in the Bible? Jacob wrestled with what? The angel. At the night, night season. You know the night is the period where everybody sleeps. Everybody is tired at night. Amen. Most people would have probably just left the guy and went to sleep. I'm probably wondering whether he'll come tomorrow. See, but Jacob held the angel. Violently wrestled with the angel and said the angel was what?
Blessing.
Why? Because he saw the glory of God that that angel was crying. That is the messenger of God.
Amen.
He held him and would not let go. He held him till morning. And the angel did what? At the end of the day, he blessed him and gave him what? A new, you see the new name again? Book of Revelations. To him that overcomes, will I do what?
His
new name. It's no longer I, but Christ. If you have seen me, you have seen the Book of Revelations, the last chapter, all of them in the New Jerusalem have the name of the Father. No one comes to the Father except by me.
Amen.
Except you discover yourself, you will know the Father. Because nobody knows the Father except the Son. And nobody knows the Son except the Father. Praise God. Amen. You see, it's a privilege that we have. And we have to wash our face and slap ourselves 1,000,000 times. Amen. And wake up and sound this trumpet on Zion, in Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't sleep. Don't let sleep. The Bible says, don't let love sleep. Poverty will come upon them. Don't sleep with the rest of the world in mortality. Play religion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Live that realm and walk in a new reality. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is our calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Live the realm of mortality. I'm calling you into a higher life in myself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you now begin to discover the joy that surpasses all knowledge. The peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love, 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 love. How many of you want to love? At times it's hard to love. It's hard to forgive. That time, it flows abundantly like the rivers. And I tell you, when you love, you begin to enjoy peace. When you love, you now begin to have the faith to do the things of God. Amen? Because the faith actually operates by love. The thing that creates in heaven and in earth is love. See, if you look at properly with the lens of the Spirit, everything in this creation speaks about the love of the Father and the Son. Everything comes in truth. Everything is love. It talks about oneness. All testifying about love. Hallelujah. Can we stand up?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Please. Can we all hold our hands? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hold our hands. Let the anointing flow, flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah. Let the anointing of love flow. The anointing of love flow through the body. The anointing of love, of oneness. We all share one spirit, one name, one glory, one power. One and anointing. Hallelujah. How lovely it is when brethren come to unity, the unity of the faith. It is like the oil, the anointing upon the head that flows down the garment.
Amen.
That is where God has commanded blessings forevermore.
Amen.
That is the blessings of Zion, the blessings of eternal life, where God has unleashed his anointing without measure.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, let no man that is sick here live here with the same condition.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, let no man that has heard this word today live here, hallelujah,
amen,
with a problem. Meet them right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, meet them right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meet them right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let every yoke be broken. Hallelujah. Of the minds of the people. Hallelujah. Spirit of fear and anxiety, let it be chased out.
Amen.
By the word of God.
Amen.
Stand as sons of God.
Amen.
In the midst of this generation.
Amen.
Stand, hallelujah, not. Hallelujah. Because we are standing in the last day.
Yes.
Which is the day of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we held our hands, as we were praying, I saw, you know, cake, you know, being baked cake. You know, everyone which is a pan of cake, everyone. As we held our hand, it was all round the way, the cake, each one have the cake. That was the first thing the Lord showed me when we were praying right now. The other things, they are still coming. When it gets to me, then I'll
let you know. Amen. Now, I think when you hear this kind of vision, you know what it means. Bread means, cake means bread. Amen. It's talking about the communion. Communion in the spirit. You see, like I told you, I've always told you, you don't need to carry tray with bread. You know why? Those are carnal interpretations of what God meant. The bread of life is the communion we have together in the body of Christ. We are what? One bread. The Bible says that we are one bread. Even as he said that I am the bread of life, we are the bread of life. Because we are the body of Christ. Paul writes it in the book of Corinthians, saying we are one bread. When we have communion, the communion reminds us of Christ. Is the bread. He says that do this in remembrance of
me.
Of the Christ. We do it in remembrance. Our communion here today to remind ourselves of that one life that we share.
Amen.
And that one glory that we share.
Amen.
But look, brethren, I'm convinced beyond measure. If people can arise to this message, people will walk in here, and I tell you, you will see people with their tongues growing out. Amen. You will see the tongues speaking as they walk in here.
Amen.
Because you will see the power without measure.
Amen.
We're talking of the power that creates the heaven and the earth is dwelling here.
Amen.
In our midst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.